Okay, so we are in the beginning of the Nefesh HaChayim, where he talks about Tzelem Elokim, and he talks about why dafka the name Elokim, and he said that the name of Elokim is the name that Hashem is called in Shulchan Aruch, in the Chazal, Baal, the Baal, Kol HaKochos Kulam. He is the Baal, he's, so to speak, the owner, the controller of all the Kochos in the Bria. And the word Elokim in general means a koach. That's what we say, Michamocha Ba'elim Hashem. The El is the koach. And in the footnote, in the end of Perek Beis, Rav Chaim Volozhin explains that we say that other gods are called Elohim Acherim. They are powers, but they're Acherim. Why? Because they're not the real power. They're only given power from Hashem. Hashem is the Baal Kochos Kulam. Anything which has a force in the Bria, Hashem really is the Baal of that. He controls that Koch. So they're Elohim Acherim. They're powers, but they're just secondary powers. The power that Hashem gave to the Mazalos, to the stars, and to the all those things which are powers, but they're all powers that are Acherim. They're not the main power. They're just secondary powers to the force of Hashem, which is empowering them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaKochos Kulam. Every power and force in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really behind it. Okay, this is, just one second. I'm sorry. This, okay, so the he continues in Parag Gimel, and he explains that everything that we do, we are also like Elohim, because we also have the ability to control and determine how much of the kohos are going to be present in the world. You told him? Okay. Okay. So he says like this. He says an amazing thing now at the end of Gimel. He says, "Va'amru Chazal." Chazal said, "Be'echa Rabsi," in the Medrash Echa. Rabbi Zariah b'shem Yehuda ben Simon Omer. Rabbi Zariah says, "Bizman she saw oisin ratzon shalmakum." When the Jewish people do the ratzon Hashem, you do the ratzon Hashem. You do what Hashem wants you to do. Mosifin koyach begvura shalmaila. We empower Hashem. We empower Hashem. Hashem empowers us. We always say, if Hashem wouldn't allow me to hold my finger up, I wouldn't be able to hold my finger up. No, that's true. But Hashem created the world in a way that he cannot do anything, quote unquote, his hands are tied, unless we unleash his fat port, his power. So by us doing the Ratzon Hashem, we are Mosif Gevura Lamaila. We are actually adding to the strength of Hashem, which is unbelievable because Hashem is the Kol, right? But we are adding to his strength. Kimada at Amrit, the Medrash says, that Pshat of the Pasuk says, Be'elokim Nasechayil. Which the Medrash is turning the pasuk on its head, because the pasuk means be'elokim na'asechayil, means with Hashem we have strength. In other words, that's really what the pasuk means: be'elokim na'asechayil. With Hashem we have strength. We only have strength with Hashem. You could open the door. With Hashem we have strength, but he turns it on its head and he says be'elokim in Hashem na'asechayil. We give the power to Hashem, because Hashem, so to speak, set up a system that he cannot act without us. Uvizman she'ein Yisrael oisin ratzon Hashem makom, and at a time that we are not doing what Hashem wants to do it, matishin koach shalmaila. We are actually weakening Hashem. Can you imagine? A person is says lashon hara. Hashem is weakened. You know what Hashem is weakened? It doesn't mean Hashem is weakened, obviously, objectively speaking. But Hashem's ability to be mashpia bracha in the world is weakened, because he says, I can't do it. My hands are tied. The handle of the system of the pipes is getting closed. So I'm weakened. I can't provide as much as I would have been able to provide before. And so that's part of the pasuk in Hazinu, Tsur Yelodcha, the rock who gave birth to you, which is Hashem, Teshi. Now normally it means you go against him. He says, Tsur Yelodcha Teshi means we actually weaken Hashem. From the lashon of matish and koach shomayla, we actually weaken Hashem's koach. Uvekama makomos bazoar hakadosh, and this is also mentioned in the Zohar. Now, by the way, we're not going to read everything inside in the Nefesh HaChayim, but whatever we do read inside, if it comes to a piece of Zohar, in most editions of the Nefesh HaChayim, there's a little brackets right at following a quote from the Zohar, and where it's translated into Lashon Kodesh. The Zohar was written in Aramaic, like the Lashon of the Gemara. But in this Nefesh HaChaim, when he quotes a piece of Zohar, immediately following that piece of Zohar, there's brackets, and it translates it into Lashon Kodesh. And then, of course, if you have English, it's into English, maybe. But the inside, it's there's brackets. So if we ever come across a piece of Zohar, I'm just going to go straight and read it from the brackets, which is the Reb Chaim's the Lashon Kodesh version of the Zohar. Okay, overcome because Bazaar Kado, she says, Chete ben Adam osin pagam lamaila. The sins of people actually make a pagam, make a dent, so to speak, in a Kodesh Baruch. So, this is basically, we just summed up chapters 1, 2, and 3 of the Zohar of the Nefesh HaChaim, where he explains the concept of Tzelem Elokim, that we are empowered, we are also Elokim. We are also Bala Kochos Kulam. Hashem, like he said, Hashem creates the world and provides the constant spiritual energy for it to function. We are like that. We are also the Bala Kochos Kulam. No other force in the world can do anything without us. That's how powerful we are in the Bria. The last line of Parak Gimel, he says, V'lechein Amar Leilokim, not V'chein Beilokim Nasechayel. Bala Kochos Kulam. We give power to Hashem as far as his name of Elokim is concerned. That's the way it is. Okay. Now, Perek Dalet is a very, the way Nefesh HaChaim works is that every Perek is intertwined with the one before. And it sounds almost repetitive. He keeps on speaking about the same concepts, just he keeps on bringing either more chazals or he takes this concept a little bit deeper. So it's going to sound repetitive, but there's always something being added. Okay, so just keep that in mind as we go through. And also, repetitive is good. That means you actually remember something. So it's okay. So that's the concept. Now he starts Perek Dalet. The language in Perek Dalet is very beautiful. So I'm going to read it inside. He says, "V'zos Torah Sa'adam." This is what a person's all about. Kol Ish Yisrael, any person, any Jew. Al Yomar Belibo, he should never say to himself, Chas V'Shalom. What you just don't say to your chas v'shalom, a Jew should say to himself, Kima ani, what am I? Umekochi, and what's my strength? Lifol b'maisai hashpelim, to do with my few little measly, meager actions, shum inyan ba'olam, to accomplish anything. Look, Reb Akiva Eiger, yeah, probably his learning was chashuv. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is keeping the world going. I got it, you know, but little me sitting in South Florida. You know, whatever, I'm just doing my thing. Like, no one really cares. It doesn't really matter. Okay? So he says, Chas v'shalom, that a person should say, Ma'ani, not only you matter, not only you matter in your community, in your family, in your city, you matter to the galaxies. Every person's actions are directly related to olamas that we have no clue. Omnam yavin v'yeda. You have to understand and know and be aware and make it very strong in your heart. Every detail of your actions, and your words, and your thoughts, every moment, never goes to waste. Nothing is just, whatever. And how great is your actions, and how great is your deeds, everything you do goes up to its root. Its root is in the spiritual worlds. Lifol pu'ulasa begavei miromim, to do something there in the upper worlds. Ba'olamos, in the worlds, v'tzachtzachos ha'oros ha'elyonim, and accomplishes in the upper worlds in those lights. Okay? So don't just say, well, you know, what am I doing? You know, like a little guy is sitting in FPL saying to himself, it matters if I come to work or don't come to work. All of a sudden, there's 17 buildings downtown waiting for power. They're like, what happened? Oh, this guy, you know, he just was playing a video game before he got to turn on the electricity, you know? So there's 3,000 people sitting in downtown Miami that don't have electricity because this guy's video game, right? So a person should never say that makochi ba'olamos, okay? Now in the Haggah here, he says such a geshmak pshat. This is like, this Haggah takes us back to Ruach Chaim a little bit. Okay, he says a Gishmak Pshat. He says, "V'karov lishmoa." Perhaps we could say, "Shegamze b'chlal kavanasam zal ba'avos." Maybe this is included in what the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos. The Mishnah says, "Da malam ma'ilam nimcha." You should know, "Da." You should know, "Malam ma'ilam nimcha." What is above you? That's the simple reading of the Mishnah. But Rav Chaim Volozhiner translates it in the context of this discussion. It says what it means is, remember what the Mishnah was saying, that this will help a person avoid avera, right? Da, you should remember what's above you. Remember Hashem is there. But he says, no, it means something else. He says, Rotzalomar kiim encha roe be'inecha hainyanam anaroi manasim ma'asecha. Although you cannot see, you can't see what you're accomplishing, but you have to know what you're accomplishing. Everything that's going on in the upper worlds, which is the highest of the high, hakol mimcha. Everything's coming from you. Everything's going. So how is he reading the Mishnah? You have to know that what's above mimcha is from you. That's how he changes it. Not know what's above you. You should know, you can't see it, but you have to know, malamala, that all the worlds that are lamala, where do they get their strength from? Mimcha, from you. And that's the motivation. The motivation is to realize how really strong, powerful we are. Okay? Now, I'm going to go back to the introduction for a minute. Because remember we pointed out in the introduction that the Sefer was a little bit of a response to the early Chassidus. Right? And what was the early Chassidus a response to? Because all these, like someone was telling me, I think he's on here, he's like, all machlokes is just a matter of at what point did you enter in the pendulum? Everything's like going swinging back and forth. Like, you know, first it was all the way here, and then it goes all the way this way, and then it goes all. So what was Chassidus a response to? Chassidus was a response to the people not feeling good about their Yiddishkeit. Why didn't they feel good about it? Because they look around, they're not major talmidei chachamim. There were no yeshivas back then, right? So you had a few rabbanim, a few gedolei Torah that they were chashuv. I don't really know how to learn. So, what am I doing already? And they felt disconnected. So the chassidus came and said, no, you have to do it avanira. You have to get involved emotionally. But then the concern was perhaps it's going to lead everyone down too much of an emotional path and forget about the meat and potatoes, right? So what Chaim Volozhiner is trying to do is explain, no, doing the meat and potatoes, that's going to make you feel important. You don't have to be Reb Chaim Kanievsky to feel chashuv. This is that paragraph. This is what he's saying. No one should say, you could be a very simple pasha to yid, but you don't have to run away and say, the only way I'm going to feel good is if I pump myself up, avayira. No, feel amazing, because every time you put on tefillin, whether you know what you're doing or you don't know what you're doing, whether you feel into it or you don't feel into it, you're giving kochos to the whole bria is based on this. The whole bria is going on is based on your maisim. So what he's doing is he's empowering the simple people. Because he's saying that what you're doing is way beyond what you think it is. So you look at what you're doing compared to a Gadol HaDor. Okay, you know, it's true, but that's not, you're looking at it on a very, very limited scale. You got to go think about how much you're accomplishing. You're accomplishing in the Bria, in the worlds, in the galaxies. So therefore, no one should look down on themselves. No one should say, well, what am I, you know, no, feel good. Realize what you're accomplishing. Every time you do a mitzvah, that's it. You did Ratzon Hashem. That's all that matters. You did Ratzon Hashem. You accomplished. So now you are now a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Bria. Okay. So that's really what he just said. And then he goes into a concept that we mentioned, I think, in Ruach Chaim about what happens when a person brings in machshavas to their heart. Okay. That was a scary. You guys were a little, got nervous about that one. So anyway, that's what he's going to mention here tomorrow. So we're going to pick up Perek Dalet tomorrow. Okay, this is the pshat. Dama alamayla mimcha. That's the ishma pshat. Okay.